This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah. What do you got for us today, Hoffy?
All righty. So let's start with you, Sal. Now, listen closely to this first question.
Okay.
I don't want it to be convoluted, but just hear me out. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane will end their Giants tenure without having a QB that they drafted start a game?
It's a pretty good question.
Yeah. It is a bald face lie. I don't see any way the Giants don't draft a quarterback this year. I'm not saying specifically with number three, trade up, trade down. Like, they have to draft a quarterback. And regardless of which veteran they bring in addition to drafting that quarterback, the veteran's not going to be good enough to justify playing, and the Giants won't be good enough to justify playing the entire season. So I'm going to say that is a bald-faced lie. I do think this regime will draft a quarterback and have them start a game.
I'm going to agree, and I'm going to go bald-faced lie as well. Now, if Stafford would have signed with the Giants, I think my answer is very different. Then we're going bald-faced truth here. But, you know, I think that the situation going back to Kurt Warner, Eli, you know, even if they were to move up and get Cam, like, if the Giants are winning some games at some point and they have a highly drafted quarterback on the bench, I don't think they're yanking the cord right away. I think that young man's going to sit and watch for a little bit. So I will say bald-faced lie because they didn't get Stafford, but it's a good question and it's a tough question.
It is a good question. And think of it this way. What do you think is the best case scenario for the Giants quarterback situation for them to win games now? Who's the best option for them to win games this year or the most games possible?
Oh, boy. I think that Sam Darnold's probably the best player out there.
Whatever. Just pick one. So let some people say Rodgers. Some people say Fields. You say Sam Darnold. Let's say Sam Darnold's here. And now... If it is Sam Darnold, that could be the way.
That changes.
But let's just say it is Sam Darnold. How many games do you think the Giants win?
I'd have to see what else they do. And they could do a lot. I got some money. 7-8.
Yeah, okay. And even in that scenario, like even their best option. Now, Darnold is different because you're going to have to pay a lot for him. I still think they should draft a young quarterback. I don't know if they would. I don't know if that makes sense. I wouldn't go after Darnold anyway, but that would maybe be the one guy that would blow up our thought process.
Agreed.
But even in that scenario, they're still not winning enough games to justify keeping a young quarterback on the bench. The tricky thing with that would be that it's got to be both, you know, getting Darnold and paying for him and then drafting a quarterback.
Very thought-provoking question, Huff.
What else you got there,
Listen, here's another good one, I think. Yeah, okay. I hope. Maybe I jinxed it. BT, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. One of the following will be added to the Yankees roster before the start of the season: Jose Iglesias, Alex Verdugo, JD Martinez, or Adam Duvall.
All right. Duvall, Iglesias, JD. And who was the fourth one? Iglesias?
Verdugo.
Verdugo. listen, I know he's posted IG highlights of him pretty much in a Yankee uniform. I don't see that happening. If they go out and they get J.D. Martinez, they're lost. He can't even move at this point. I would say it comes down to Iglesias and Duvall. I'm going to say bold face. I'm still going to say bold face lie. And I think their big move, whenever that is, will come when they really know what they have.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one too, BT. Bold face lie. And it's because about who's... It's a combination of that the Yankees are not going to go nuts and just spend and buy everybody. And it's also who's out there. Like, I hate to say it, Iglesias is not that good. I'm sorry. He wasn't that good last year for the Mets. He was intangibly good. The batting average was high. But if you actually watch him play, especially toward the end of the season, there was a lot of luck involved, putting the bat on the ball. I loved what Iglesias brought to the Mets last year. I would not sign him if I'm the Yankees at this point. Also, even if I'm the Mets, who, you know, need or could use another bench piece, you're not going to overpay for the guy. So he'd be clogging up a roster spot. Yanks certainly could use him more than the Mets because they need depth. I still don't think that's the right move. J.D. Martinez is finished. I wouldn't go after him. I'm not bringing back Verdugo if I'm the Yankees. Duvall would be the only option I'd consider, and I also don't think I'd consider enough, nor do I think it's worth it enough to make a move when, you know, what is Duvall?
You're not
really
getting much back.
He's not
on
a game changer.
He's just not. Is he 35? How old is he now?
35, 36.
The next move the Yankees make has to be a pretty significant one. I'm not just trying to fill in the pieces here. See how it plays out April and May, and then take your shot at who's available in
even
season.
Even though, like, Duvall, like, his market value is under a mil, I think.
Dude, he's a .227 lifetime hitter.
Right. I know, but he's got more pop than some of the other guys.
He's had a couple big seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. What did he do last year, Duvall?
Terrible.
Nothing. Let's
ignore that one.
Yeah, well, we can't. Of the four.
Who would we want?
Yeah, is there one that's more appealing to you, BT?
Iglesias. I think you're understating what he did for you guys last year. I actually want him to be a Yankee.
Really?
I do. I think he would just balance some things out, you know?
He can play third.
A little versatility, you know? He's a good pro. Now, I'm not giving him, you know, a couple of years, but if his market remains fairly depressed here and it's 1 year, whatever, I mean, let the Yankees figure that out. I would welcome him with open arms. I'm a fan. Yeah. I think he's a baseball player.
I mean, look, if they sign him, I wouldn't yell and scream and say it's a bad signing. I think he's highly overrated based off of his, I hate to say, one-hit wonder. But that's kind of what that was last year. You know what I'm saying? OMG. It was a one-hit wonder. Well, he's not going to... You think he's going to...
out some tunes in the Bronx,
you
man.
Think he's going to replicate that? Yeah, maybe.
With the music? No.
I'm talking about the
he's not going to hit 400 in the Bronx. No, he's not going to do that.
Duvall hit .182 last year.
He's finished.
11
just
homers
ignore that.
In 104 games. He hasn't played a full season, let's see, and... He was 2021.
I think it was a big piece of the Braves team when they won a World Series.
That was his big year, right? He had like 113 ribbies. One of those years he was good. That was a while ago.
In 2021, 38 and 113. He hit 220. That's a monster season.
It is.
Go ahead, Hoff. What's the last one?
Before I get to the next question, Soto MG, did you see that one? Do you think they're going to use that at all the sign?
No. No, I don't
like
think
the
so.
OMG Soto MG. No,
why would they do that? Soto wasn't even a part of it.
I'm just saying. I see it already in the background of the spring training games.
Nah.
All right, final question. Sal.
MG. Yeah.
Ballface lie, ballface truth. The New York Rangers will miss the playoffs this season.
So, ballface lie. We were at the Garden last night, BT.
Oh, I didn't know you went to the game.
Yeah, man, that was the one you declined the invite. Mitchell and Forlee.
Yes. Hoff. Well, I had a baseball game.
No, I know. I'm saying Mitchell and Forlee was there looking disheveled as usual.
Hey, Mitch.
Hair all over the place. He's lost a lot of weight, so his clothes are like three times the size.
Oh, so he looked a little like McAdoo with that suit, huh?
Yeah, but Mitch, Hoff, me, my brother-in-law Ryan, and my nephew Joey. Rangers Islanders.
That's a good crew.
Yeah, Rangers Islanders.
Yeah, I know.
And then again, people that I'm running into, oh, love you and BT. Everybody couldn't be nicer. And they're like, who are you rooting for tonight?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. It's up
Come
for
on.
Debate.
Who am I rooting for tonight? The Rangers. Anyway, it is a bald... what was the question again?
Bald-faced
playoffs.
Liar truth that they're going to miss the playoffs.
No, they are going to make the playoffs. So it's a bald-faced lie. The Rangers right now are rolling. Two straight shutouts. Shesterkin is on fire, BT.
Yeah.
They've made... It's remarkable. You look up at the roster, I'm like, who the hell are these guys? JT Miller, obviously a big name that came in, but...
What a move.
They have a lot of new faces there, and they have been playing much better. I thought they were toast. I was dead wrong.
Yeah.
Drew's done a nice job rebuilding this thing as best he could on the fly. I think the Rangers are they're 100% making the playoffs in my mind. They will make the postseason.
Oh, I can't say 100%. I mean, just kind of looking at this, you got Columbus at 68 points. You got the Wings at 66. Same with the Rangers. Now, let's face it, Rangers have played, what, 60-something games? If they had JT Miller for 60-something games, they're not vying for one of these two wild card spots. And I heard Boomer was getting in-depth with Miller today, and I didn't really know this. I just come clean. Like, you know, how different a player and how much he's evolved in Vancouver, more so than anything. And, so it's been a nice infusion of a lot of different things. I'd love to see the Rangers make it. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth that they will, but I'm going to stop short of saying that it's a lock. 100% seems a bit ambitious. They got a couple teams right near.
I know we don't do a ton of hockey here, and we'll get more into it if the Rangers do make the postseason, but a month ago or 2 months ago when we were talking about this Rangers being toast and looking at the landscape of the local hockey, you know, the Devils have started to come back down to earth as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right now, the Devils have 72 points. The Rangers have 66, so the Rangers have closed the gap significantly with them. Hughes is hurt, so the Devils haven't been playing as well as of late. The Islanders have fallen off. I mean, obviously, the Rangers beat them again last night. So they're fighting for a spot, but the Rangers right now, I would say, are the best bet to be a postseason team as they're ascending and the Devils may be coming back down.
You know what's amazing? Because you incorporate the hockey teams there. And good job on that, Hoff. That a boy. So, you know, we start the show, and we'll get to this more, obviously, king topic of the day. Yep. But, like, the Yankees, and I'm worried about the lineup, and I think there's a chance that this could be it's going to be tough sledding for a while here for the Yankees, especially with the Luis Gil news. So, the Yankees lineup, you know, certainly not a dominant team going in on paper. Mets will be good, and the Yankees should be good, but the Mets pitching staff, you know, we got to see how that shakes out. Line up better than that. The Rangers far from perfect. Isles are who they are. Devils banged up with Hughes. You know, the Knicks start to show a little flicker here with Mitch Robinson and winning a couple of good character road games, as they have recently. Play again tonight. Jets and the Giants, we're going to have quarterbacks here. Like, who's the team right now that it's probably still the Knicks, right? Most equipped or most ready, whatever word you want to use. Like, there's a lot of flaws with a lot of the teams that we watch.
I'm looking forward to having the conversation about the Knicks, and we'll maybe get to that tomorrow more so. I mean, they got a home game tonight against the Warriors, and then they hit the road for an all-important West Coast trip. So I'm looking forward to having the conversation about the Knicks. I saw what you said last week. I know where people had them, and then they've responded nicely here. I don't know if I'd put them ahead of the baseball teams, though. And maybe the Rangers even more so because of Shesterkin. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have a chance to get in the postseason. There's a crapshoot, but I feel like the two baseball teams are even though we knocked the Yankees a little bit, and like you said, we will coming up and reset here with the king topic of the day, but I still feel like they're both landscape of the American League, what the Yankees still have to work with, the Mets and where they were a year ago, what they've added. I still feel like they're better than even the Knicks at this point. Just my gut.
Okay. Now, is that, it is a deeper discussion for a different day, but is it because we've seen what the Knicks look like against the Celtics and the Cavaliers, and until that changes 0-7 so far, we just can't erase that from our database? They can't beat them.
Yeah.
Whereas the Mets and the Yankees just started a new season.
Well, the Yankees got to a World Series a year ago.
And they lost their second best hitter.
Right, the Mets got to the NLCS.
And they lost the Rookie of the Year for who knows how many months.
I get it. The Mets got to the NLCS. They added Soto. I mean, the Mets are better. I trust those teams more. Put it this way. The Mets and Yankees last year alone had more success in the postseason than the Knicks have had since the 90s.
For sure.
So even with Jalen Brunson, and now they've changed their team, I need to see. You're right. It's a new team going into the postseason. And while I still have high hopes and believe they still could be a championship team, I need to see it before I definitively say. Like, if you were asking me, and I think the question is kind of like, who, if you had to pick one to bet on to win the championship.
You can frame it that way. Where's your money going? One.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Four, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, dude, I think I might go Rangers.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't believe the Mets. I don't believe the Mets are going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
I'm 2-for-2. I'm with you on that right now.
Even though I like.
They'll both be there, yes, but I agree.
They'll both be in the conversation. I just don't ultimately see it.
Okay.
Whereas I ultimately don't think the Knicks are going to win the NBA title. While they'll be in the conversation, I still just don't feel it.
Mm.
Whereas the Rangers, and again, do I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup? No, but in that playoff crapshoot with the best goaltender in the world,
yeah,
I'll take my chances with the Rangers over the other teams.
That's interesting the way, like, I mean, are the Rangers closer to whatever team you want to pick?
Remember, too,
Capitals,
I was at the game last
Toronto.
Night. I was at the game last night.
They got
night,
a little so, Rangers yeah, on top of my understood. Like, listen, nobody's perfect. I mean, all these teams are fairly flawed. The Knicks bench, the Yankees lineup, the Mets starting rotation, the Rangers have been inconsistent all years. On Jets and Giants have no quarterbacks. So that's why it's a very hard question to answer. But if you go Rangers, and as you say that, it struck me as like, oh, that just sounds wacky.
Right.
The way they looked in the playoffs a year ago, even the series that they won. I don't mean the first series, second series. They didn't play great, and then they just got mopped in the next one. And then the way they've looked most of the season, it might very well come down to the gap between the Rangers and the other two or three best teams in their conference versus the gap between the Knicks and the Celtics and the Cavaliers. And if that's your reasoning, I can't say that you're nuts, because right now the Knicks can't shine the shoes of the Celtics and the Cavaliers.
And it is my reasoning in part because of Shesterkin. I think he could be the equalizer and close the gap, whereas I don't know how the Knicks can close the gap with Boston, even getting Mitchell Robinson back. Like,
yeah. Well, that's why I'm terrified about the Knicks. I just don't feel it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hope we're both wrong about that. And we're going to see. I'm looking forward to watching what this team could do. But I do think that even though the Capitals, let's say, are just far better than the Rangers this year, Shesterkin in a short series can be an equalizer.
That's true.
Where
that's
don't think the Knicks have that. Now, if you ask me who I would take second, probably going to be the Yankees.
I would probably go to a baseball team as well, even in front of the Knicks.
And it's crazy because we're saying that the Yankees, well, they could be bad. While I think they could be bad, I also acknowledge they could be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to factor in when you're talking about odds of winning a championship, what's the landscape of their league? I think the Mets might be better than the Yankees, but the Mets have a much, much tougher road. Look at their own division with the Braves and the Phillies, let alone the Dodgers in the National League. Whereas I don't think the Yankees have that competition. And I think that they still have the potential to be better. So I would go Yankees probably number two on that list.
Now, let's have a little fun with this real quick. Because they do get paid. They're no longer fully amateurs. Throw the Johnnies in there.
I know. Hey, I was thinking about them. Honestly, after talking to Coach Pitino yesterday, I think he's bluntly honest about his team. While things could go their way, he acknowledged a lot of things like, hey, we don't have a superstar. This is the second year. This is where you want to be. But the free throws are an issue in the tournament. Sometimes bad matchups. We won some close games. I know he's trying to maybe just like
temper down the expectations a bit.
Yeah, bring them to a realistic level, because people like me start thinking, oh my God, you're the best team in the Big East. You're ranked number six.
Which is true.
You can win the whole thing, but like,
but the gap's not that wide. They're a flawed team that's probably outperformed. Like, they're 26-4. The four losses have been by 7 points. I know they're really good, and it's been a lot of fun. There's some vulnerabilities there that, you know, but then again, every team we're talking about has vulnerabilities.
So in his words, the coach's words, who would certainly know more than you or I, he said they could be a Final Four team. They could be a team that loses in the first
round.
That's
exactly what he said.
I don't like that volatility going in, so
me neither, but listen, the Yanks and the Mets can't get bumped to the first round or get to the World Series?
Yeah, I think there's a difference, though, of getting into the postseason for baseball than being a first round. If St. John's lost in the first round this year, it'd be a disappointment.
It would be a massive disappointment. It would be a very big disappointment.
Yeah, that'd be a disappointment. BT and Sal and the fan will come back, get you down with the King topic of the day, talking some Yankees, 888-808-1019.